Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. Well, we do not have our regular Thursday co-host here today, but he will be back. Mr. Felderhoff had to attend to some other business. We do have another gentleman filling in as co-host for today, though, and should be with us momentarily. As far as, well, the sentiment out there, it's just, I don't know, amazing how slow people are to catch on to patterns. You know, I mean, the amount of things thrown at us at key points in the economic cycle. I was alluding to this yesterday briefly. It's just staggering how, you know, there's never a shortage of distractions. I mean, some, yeah, have valid concerns the way that things are completely transforming in our nation here. And yet, at the same time, they're designed to keep us triggered and distracted, even if a lot of it's just inevitable to have to deal with. I mean, parents having children who want to change genders, for example, or you know, just all the critical race, anti-white triggering. But, of course, the war agenda, it's always a good fallback, and it's never underused in times of economic strife. And so, you know, how much is this going to continue with Russia before we pivot to China as our new focus? Looks like we're having a bit of an issue connecting our co-host for today, so we'll just see how quickly we can establish a clear connection. Of course, we're hearing about this lab leak theory everywhere now. You know, that too seems like something we're supposed to focus on after so much time has passed. Of course, January 6th now as well, back in the news cycle, all this footage and debates over it. I mean, it's ridiculous how much the January 6th commission seems to mirror the 9/11 commission. As far as these theories of Wuhan funding, and I mean, it has many purposes, it seems to me. I mean, it strengthens the fact that you should take this virus seriously, should have justified the actions taken, lockdowns and what have you, all this spending is basically bailouts during a lockdown to the too big to fail corporations and banks. More of the same, you know. And of course, there are a lot of people who are easy to persuade to have a China focus with Biden and his administration as the sole issue, you know, with national sovereignty. And, you know, he's been colluding with China, and that's why we're down this course. You know, those evil Chinese are responsible, and you know, get rid of Biden and we'll be okay. And then well, we're hearing more about Israel in the news. We've had, well, there's this breaking news. Iran could make enough fissile for one nuclear bomb in about 12 days. And this is being said by a top U.S. Defense Department official, all right, from Reuters. So there you go. See, it's not just Netanyahu out there screaming. It must be the case. But yes, yeah, Bibi had been saying that his entire life, but it's serious now. You know, we really need to act. And, well, we've been hearing about a lot of activity from them in, in Syria, and then, of course, more Gaza, pummeling, you know, with attacks. And then, of course, we have the whole transhuman and digital currency thing, and that gets spun so many ways. You have Elon Musk portrayed as the hero, the savior, you know, regarding everything now with Twitter, you know, whether it's anti-Russian propaganda or whether it's about medical alleged misinformation and the whole COVID information war. Or even the whole critical race culture, you know, Elon there to save the day now. We're so glad to have him around. And of course, this fear of a global pandemic treaty to usher in world government with justification for digital IDs. Much faster than what might be accomplished with these concerns of a global euro? Is that the newest proposition? I don't see these things coming to fruition as much as they are needed in the news cycle to keep you fidgeting this way and that constantly, you know, not ever able to focus on the most important things or even decide for a lot of people, you know, what would be most important to focus on. And that, of course, is always such a small percentage even interested in any of this compared to the general population. So the triggering, the distractions work all too well with a considerable percentage of well, any nation's population, but certainly, even here, the good old USA. We're hearing from U.S. Colonel McGregor saying Ukraine has been destroyed. There's nothing left. And yet, you know, we've been hearing so much from Zelensky lately. You know, I didn't get a chance to go into detail much yesterday. I wanted to let Scorpio and Mr. Sledge have their analyses heard more than just reading from the articles while they were there. But it's curious how how much they're clinging to this with the quotes of Zelensky, trying to get you to fear for your children. I mean, it's just shameless at this point. Anyone who can't see through the clown show of this, even when you look at the expressions of Zelensky in some of these public address statements, announcements. But I don't know. There were a couple other articles with a bit I might try to read from. I had with me yesterday, but as far as the concern for the further NATO troop involvement, I mean, Zelensky is more a caricature of himself as the weeks go by. Basically, is I'm really pointing out here. Here's a Michael Schneider mentioning a bit from it. I had this up in the queue yesterday, but didn't actually extract. Does anyone out there still believe the United States is going to be able to avoid a shooting war with Russia? He says. So still, you know, I mean, it has even these writers convinced, you know, that we're going to have a direct confrontation. When the war began, he says, Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky begged our politicians for help, and our politicians did not disappoint him. So far, we've poured nearly $200 billion into the war. But Zelensky just keeps asking for more. He wants fighter jets. He wants long-range missile systems. Apparently, he thinks eventually the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters to fight the Russians. But he's also been saying that in ways of, well, getting further support. You know, well, you don't want it to lead to that. I saw some of the quotes I was picking up there. But, yeah, Zelensky says in this one video on Twitter, Ukraine needs fresh young Americans to help fight on the ground war. The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters to war, and they will be dying. So this hypothetical scenario another had raised, he started extracting upon. Obviously, a direct conflict between Western forces and Russian forces is something that he has been thinking a lot about. Obviously, if he's able to pull NATO troops into the war, that would give him the best chance of, well, what do you call winning at this point? You know, claiming back land and certain borders of a destroyed infrastructure. That's what we're hearing at this point. There's been so much destruction already. Of course, it would also greatly increase the risk of nuclear annihilation, Michael Schneider says here, back to the article. But Zelensky has not focused on the long-term consequences. His forces are losing ground, and he's starting to get really desperate. And at this point, Schneider says it appears that the fall of Bakhmut is imminent. According to one soldier that was interviewed by CNN, the situation there, quote, is much worse than officially reported, unquote. Here's a little longer quote from it. This quote, the situation in Bakhmut is very difficult now. It is much worse than officially reported. Unquote, a soldier who didn't want to be named told CNN on Tuesday, quote, we should add another 100% difficulty to the official reports. What is this, a video game? In all directions, especially in the northern direction, where the orcs, Russians, have made the biggest advance, unquote. I mean, how do you add 100%? You know, these people don't seem to understand the nature of a percentage. When I wrote about this a few days ago, Schneider continues, the operational encirclement of Bakhmut was almost complete. Now the Russians have gained even more ground. It won't be too long before the city is completely encircled physically. At this point, things are going so badly that Zelensky just fired the commander that was in charge of his forces in eastern Ukraine. The one thing that could slow the Russians down now is the fact that the mud has returned, Schneider says. Eastern Ukraine can get really, really muddy once winter ends. And the warm weather that the region is now experiencing could potentially hamper the advance of Russian forces. I don't know if there's truth to that. That's what we're hearing from Mr. Schneider, at least what his sources have alluded to. He continues, but while the mud may cause the action to temporarily slow down on the front lines, leaders on both sides just continue to make moves that will raise tensions even higher. And NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg just publicly admitted Ukraine, quote, will become a member of our alliance, unquote. So they're starting to get more and more determined to get Ukraine fast-tracked into NATO. But, you know, again, yes, I saw that message. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. And again, that is really the most they want us focusing is this war agenda. We have quite a bit, though, in, well, not just the COVID continuing mRNA push, these shots, but now suddenly train derailments are everywhere. We've been hearing about all this contamination lately. And I had mentioned this week, James in Vancouver had called the East Palestine, Ohio police. And actually, I find he has gathered more intel. It seems like we do have James connected here. He has been scheduled to fill in today for Mr. Felderhoff, but he had some connection issues earlier. Hello, James.
Yes, sir.
Hi, hi. Yeah, I see we're almost
trouble with the NSA there. They're trying to block me out.
I see we're almost at the first break here, but did you want to elaborate on that information you got from the local police there?
Well, yeah, I called them this morning again, and on my second call, I asked the comm center, the police, was there any talk of evacuation? And she said, well, yeah, it happened on the 3rd of February, and everybody was evacuated. So I let her go, and I called this morning to ask how long the evacuation was, and I got a gentleman on the phone again, very, very kind and helpful, and he said, well, it was 3 or 4 days. He said, and I said, well, how's it going now? He says, well, we're trying to clean it up. Everyone's, you know, it sounds like they're coming together. So I didn't want to hold him too long. I said to him, well, you know, I really appreciate you talking to me like this, and I appreciate the information. And he came back and said, I appreciate you asking. So this, you know, these are not feds that are federal types that are arrogant. This guy is really a nice guy. He's a local guy, and I think the local people deserve all the support and help we can give them, even by a phone call, you see, asking, you know, are you okay kind of thing, see.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you. So it was, these are good people. And I did some calculations that I, like everybody says, I'm going to share with you in a minute. Can I do that now? We have time, or you want to wait?
Well, no. Yeah, at the break is right upon us, so
yeah,
right on the other
okay.
side.
We'll sounds wait good. Till later.
All right. Stand by. We'll be right back, folks.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with James in Vancouver as fill-in for Mr. Felderhoff as co-host. Perhaps I could get some of your thoughts later on Ukraine as well. James, some of these articles I was pulling up yesterday. But no, continue, please, first with this East Palestine, Ohio contamination. Just the sense you have of the whole situation. You were about to drop the info, and now we dropped. You dropped yourself, basically. So I don't know. Perhaps this is just a coincidence. Regardless, I did come across the other complimentary Zelensky quotes in the dovetailing article I had referenced, because Zelensky is saying if Ukraine loses the war, Russia will invade NATO member states, and then, quote, the U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way we are sending our sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight because it's NATO. And they will be dying, unquote. I can't believe the way he phrases it. And they will have to fight because it's NATO. But we're going to get into NATO. He's just so arrogant. He deserves allegedly, we had a report saying that Putin will not kill Zelensky. Maybe he shouldn't be so hasty, Putin. Come on now. I don't know. This is just a man who seems like he deserves a long, slow, painful death. Zelensky is a perfect example of a pawn for the globalists. We could do without. And I really didn't hear many people covering this fact that Zelensky fired missiles into Poland and then blamed Russia. So we have Matt, we even have Matt Walsh out there. I think this maybe was Gab, it looks like. So have we all just decided to move on from the fact that Ukraine fired a missile into Poland and then claimed it was an attack by Russia in order to pull Western countries into a world war, he says. So, yeah, you think of that, and you think of Seymour Hersh with his kosher establishment media pass as a journalist coming out pointing to the NATO-U.S. being behind the pipeline attacks. And, of course, Germany owns half of those. So it's not just doing it to Russia. It's international terrorism against an alleged ally of Germany.
Yes.
Oh, James, look, you're back.
Yes, sir. And, yep, they don't want me talking to you.
Well, maybe you got more international attention making those calls. Go ahead.
Well, it could be... So we got the price of land in Ohio as of 2022 was $7,200 an acre, $7,200 an acre. Let's assume that the average size of the farm is 100 acres, so that would be $720,000 U.S. dollars for one farm. Well, let's round that up to $1 million, because my assumption of 100 acres per farm, I think that's minimum. Now, there happened to be, as I found out, about 75,000 farms in Ohio. So that's 75,000 times $1 million, which comes out to be $75 billion. All right? We'll round it up to $100 billion, because, again, I'm low on these figures, right? Now, you got four states, at least on the north side of the Ohio River, and you probably got four states below the Ohio River, and now you're up to about $1 trillion, okay? Let's say eight states, that's $800 billion, that's $1 trillion, right? Then that pollution goes down the Mississippi River, and now you've got another five states on either side of the Mississippi, you see? And now you're into the trillion. And this is what these SOBs want to do. Right, they want to figure out a way to chase everybody off the land. And now I just want to add one quick point. I listened to that talk show host from the Austin area, and he had two so-called experts, right? And they talked about dioxin. It's dioxin. It's dioxin. Well, yeah, there'll probably be dioxin, but the thing that's killing people is the phosgene. They didn't mention that. And one of these so-called experts says, it's time for everyone to evacuate. I'm friends with Aaron Brockovich, and I know what I'm talking about, and blah, blah, blah. No, don't leave your land. That's what they want. And they push you into some Indian reservation, right? So it's time everybody get their militias.
Well, here.
And say, this is, you know, the line's been drawn.
See, all right, well, here, we'll be right back after the break.
Right.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Here on Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with James in Vancouver today. And James, yes, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, sir.
Well, it's an investment banker's dream, okay? We take the land worth trillions, and we buy it for a couple cents on the dollar. Then we hook a bunch of foreign investors like the Chinese, and we sell it. This is, they call it flipping, right? There are a bunch of kids on Wall Street that have dessert forks and dessert knives, and they're just punks, and they think that, they wear the best clothes, and they comb their hair nice, and they smell good, but they don't really do any work, right? Not like the 75,000 farmers in Ohio and all the other states who have to, get up in the morning and look after their animals. And the rest of the United States depends on this for their food. So this is like a killing two birds with one stone. You take the land away for 2 cents on the dollar, you make a killing on it, and you take the food away from the people. Back to you. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then you've got these talk show hosts that claim to be experts saying, run for the hills, run for the hills. You're all going to die. You see? See how it's done?
Okay.
And,
so
go ahead.
You're implying that there's some genuine concern in contamination. You're saying that you're saying they're not testing for is not the most dangerous chemicals that were out there. But at the same time, overall, you're suggesting, though, that it is for really buying up land, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And so that makes it sound like they want to make it overblown. That would sound like,
well,
you know.
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, if push comes to shove and I'm a farmer, I can get a water purifier, probably, a fairly big unit, which will be powered by a diesel engine, let's say, and it'll have pumps in it, and those pumps will be certain kind of pumps that will, by centrifugal force, will purify the water, something like that, and charcoal filters, okay? This is not the end of the world. The end of the world was the phosgene, right? But what are people doing here? The big picture, you see. It's always the big picture, right? People, you know, they're saying, oh, it's these guys. Oh, yeah, okay. But who's running the show? This is run by the military, and they're related to Wall Street, and who are the big owners of the railway? They're related to the land dealers. You see, it's all an inside job. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, right? Again, I mean, I see all of these things as being generated, perpetuated, accelerated because of the economy. I think at the heart of everything is the looting of the people, which is a constant cycle, like you're alluding to.
Yeah,
I mentioned with the bailouts, and including the COVID lockdown bailout money and this land purchasing. It's been accelerated, everyone from Bill Gates to BlackRock. So,
and don't forget to take your shot. Right, and don't forget to take the latest booster. See, I mean, this is so ridiculous. Even a child could figure this out. What they're trying to do. Well, you see, and that's why I started calling RBN 3 years ago in March when they had this lockdown, trying to warn everybody what the hell was going to happen. Right, it was like plain as day to me. And sure enough, they're all lining up to get these stupid shots. And if the, you know, they say the sky is going to fall, oh, hell, I got to leave my land. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Well, we have a caller who's been in the queue here. Richard in New York is on the line. Hi, Richard. Hey, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, so when it comes to everything going on, they have this, you guys know about the ITNJ, the International Tribunal for Natural Justice, that they're trying to establish in the UK and other places in the world. Robert Davies Steele, the guy who, the CIA, ex-CIA guy who got, they say, killed or whatever,
dead.
At the hospital in 2021.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that helped make it. You know about it, right, with Sasha Stone?
Yeah, he's
so
dead.
You guys know about the document that I'm talking about?
No, I don't know the documents, but I know Steele.
Okay, so a couple of months ago, last year, Sky News, UK Sky News, even brought it up that the UK was going to be implementing the ITNJ. And so what they're trying to do is Ukraine is going to be the new trade route. You know, Israel, and if you take away planes, and you have to go through land and sea, the best trade routes are going to be Ukraine and Israel / Israel, Iran, and all that. So the point being is that they're taking down the planes, whatever, and Ukraine's going to be a trade route, and they're trying to make the new International Tribunal for Natural Justice knock out all these constitutions. Now, do you guys know how the Constitution was made and why it was accepted around the world? Because it was supposed to be a better document than things like the Magna Carta. So because it was a better document, that was the reason. So basically, it's got the best document of justice, because that's what we're supposed to be with, justice. That's what law is supposed to be based on. Not the Code of Hammurabi of revenge, eye for an eye, but the Code of Justice. Not when you pay somebody back, but when you look ahead and you develop a law so that no one else does something. So anyways, the point is, I just want to point out that that's what's going to be happening, and I'm going to be making that document. So the new document that will be coming out, and it's going to be justice, not about revenge, and it will be clear as day. And so it's already happening. They're going to use the ITNJ because of human trafficking to knock out United States Constitution, all other constitutions. The TNJ will be accepted over it because, obviously, the human trafficking issue, no one's, nothing's just, you're fooling yourself. If you're thinking that people aren't going to consider human trafficking to be a deal or something, like, you're just lying to yourself and it's not happening. So, since it's going to be happening, though, I have now redefined justice, the understanding thereof, so I'm the one that's going to be.
Oh, James, would you like to respond to Richard in New York? Did we lose James again? Wow, we keep losing James. Okay, well, I guess we can't have James respond to you. I mean, I'll just say, I don't think the Constitution is where much any of the people's freedoms lies. I see the Articles of Confederation, the Bill of Rights, these documents and amendments actually having a lot more to do with the freedoms of the people, the limitations of government in practical sense for the people. But, I mean, that is, it seems similar to, as you described, to the pandemic treaty. I mean, there are plenty of ways that we can be coaxed toward a global system. The environmental, CO2 scam, this green agenda as well. You have to give up national sovereignty for the greater good of saving the planet, so we don't all die. And it's interesting how all countries are not equally pressured with these things. It's just the developed Western world, Richard. But I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Oh, okay. Maybe we lost, or he thought I was moving on. We do not have other callers in the queue at the moment. And so, I don't know when James will be reconnected again. It's curious now, like the third time, it might just be a bad transmission issue between Vancouver and our connections. I was mentioning the Ukrainian missiles fired into Poland earlier. There have been anti-war protests already. We've had confirmed in London and in Berlin as well against sending more weapons to Ukraine. I mean, the average people do see through at this point any sort of alleged moral justification for this involvement there. But many of these other topics, PSYOPs, we refer to here in today's show, I mean, I don't really see nearly as much awareness from the general populations. I mean, we have had a lot more in Europe as far as progression against these shots, but I think that's old news already. I mean, they looted the nations in the name of COVID. They got as many shots out to people and just began the testing of these, well, if it is this new mRNA technology or whatever's in these shots, the compliance of the people is really what was tested more importantly than anything for these people. And they'll continue trying to use that again, down the line. I'm sure, we'll have more claims of pandemics, people wanting to mandate shots. I don't see that ending, but I don't see it as the end-all, be-all takedown that we should assume either. I think there's just a lot to be said for overblown hype, on a lot of these issues by design, fed very much, very often, to the independent media from these deep state types, if you will, COINTELPRO, Operation Mockingbird. I mean, these things have only been further refined as the years have gone on since their inceptions. Yeah, we're still getting a jamming. James says, jamming my call and a text to me. Yeah, we can't seem to bring him back on. And Yeah, I don't know. Did he really get on someone's radar? Those other articles I didn't address much with Mike and David yesterday on the Russian situation, the Russian front. Well, I may have briefly mentioned Russia repels 10 drones over Crimea as Kiev denies it's behind that set of attacks. But yeah, a total of 10 drones were shot down and or disabled through electronic warfare measures. We have a quote here from the Russian Defense Ministry as cited in TASS. Quote, an attempt by the Kiev regime to carry out a massive drone attack on the facilities of the Crimea Peninsula has been prevented, unquote. So there was that, and I had mentioned how the president of Belarus, Lukashenko, had met with Xi Jinping and, you know, Xi's peace plan that they're already referring to it as. So, you know, Xi Jinping in China will save the day for freedom in a new world order, right? That just sounds peachy. Well, I could briefly reference other news. I mean, I didn't get to this one this week. Californian Governor Newsom ended the use of COVID emergency powers. So, you know, as I said, I mean, if that isn't enough to convince you that they've moved on from COVID as a focus, when even California is dropping the ball, you know, on the heavy pressure, you know that it's well, cycling. And again, you know, variations may return. We keep hearing about the losses of jobs, so many corporations downsizing, bankruptcy filings, job losses continue, labor costs soar as part of the reason. And really, I mean, anything and everything is better for the people to be focusing on than how bad this economy is being mismanaged, how much our pockets are being looted, and the wealth of the nation and all its infrastructure. By design, again, led to the nether regions. And bankruptcies, again, are soaring, and they are seeing even the markets, that is, these debt bubbles beginning to implode. The realty property markets are starting to crack, and it'll be a long way down. You know, it could say 18 months to maybe 30 months, you know, half year and a half to 2.5 years, maybe, of a full downward trend is what I would say from past trends with the markets, the property markets. Well, we'll see if we get James back for the final segment there, folks. If someone else would like to add something, you know, try to do a call for the final segment, we can see if you'll be fit in, as long as you can connect, you know, as perhaps more than just James. We'll have to see how it goes. We have greatly changing. Oh, wait. It seems now. Okay, folks. I don't know. You might not be able to get through, and it might not be just a targeting of James in particular. It seems the phones are down, I'm hearing. So we're trying to reset the system, get it back up for you. Sorry, you know, it's curious, you know. Have some days where everything's smooth running and then other days that are just jagged, but that's some of the charm of live radio. We'll be back for the final segment. I'm
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexicans, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Listening to RBN, In Defense of the Republic.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
And we are back for the final segment, folks. Sorry about the phone issues. Hopefully we'll have this up and running for our afternoon broadcasts. Certainly, hopefully in time for Mr. Rivero's show. We do have ample callers frequently. So we'll hopefully have that back shortly. NBC reporter goes to Crimea, shocks viewers by telling the truth, we're hearing. This mainstream media correspondent has, shown how it's not all that realistic to have any hope for taking Crimea, seeing the sentiment of the actual citizens out in the streets and just how much it's all Zelensky's hot air, you know, most of what people have been fed, and finally seeing that to be the case. We have a cross-border set of terror attacks on Russia, which involved dozens of armed saboteurs who were attacking villages. just, you know, it's just one way, I think, you know, the amount of hypocrisy in this war, why I keep going back to the Ukrainian conflict, is it just, it's a good way, just like COVID, you know, to wake up more normies in this desperate time. But the thinking is that they need to then become more lucid toward some of these other psyops around us. So I guess that's how I really see it, as a potential bridge. You know, just like this COVID pandemic was a rare opportunity for the World Economic Forum's point of view. You know, we can actually use crises to our advantage, just the same, folks, as far as getting more people willing to push back at a faster, harder rate due to the revelations, which are more and more undeniable about a lot of these psyops around us. I don't know if there's really much more I could say on the economic situation. I mean, I had some, you know, more data and articles going over the, you know, the soaring bankruptcies, the just amount of inflation that's driving many of the jobless chart toppers. Each month we have quite a bit more that needs, well, you see how many times they've changed the way we calculate. And of course, essentials, going back to about 1980, were the biggest. There's really a lot to unfold, but it's actually, again, part of an economic cycle that is all about the banksters at the top. That's what really has to be broken. The way we value our money, labor, for example, as an alternative to base our currency's value on. No, that's far too taboo. So we continue with endless distractions as we're looted until we wake enough fellow citizens up. Anyway, folks, hopefully we'll have a better transmission shortly. Please support the network so that we can keep this alive, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.